I grew up here in Crawfordsville. I was born here in the old hospital. I'm 38. I have an associate's degree in criminal justice. I'm a security guard at Donley's. I have 7 kids. You know, I grew up here. My family all lives here. There's a history, like, everywhere I go, I see someone I know or have some story or situation pops into my head that I remember. It's an interesting town, but, you know, it's got a lot of issues. It's just some interesting, like, history stories you hear about, like the Crawfordsville monster thing back in the 1800s. It was reported in a couple of newspapers. They saw some large thing flying in the sky, and it was right after they installed, like, streetlights. And people were panicking, but I think they figured out at some point that they were probably seeing, like, a large flock of birds that were confused by the light. I definitely want to go back for my bachelor's in social work or criminal justice and maybe work towards being a probation officer. I was always interested in, like, you know, crime theory, like why people commit crimes, why people do what they do. And I guess I sort of started leaning towards being a probation officer. I had a professor who was talking about how women are starting to commit more and more crimes, and that in the past, kind of the criminal justice system has been a little more geared towards rehabilitation for men, and that when women are getting out of prisons, they don't have a lot of resources to help them get back on their feet, and they have unique needs that only, like, a female probation officer would be more likely to understand, and that there are not a lot of female probation officers, and that, you know, spoke to me, I guess. Yeah. One thing that has always kind of impressed me about this city is that everybody is willing to help, and you'll see it on Facebook, you know, so-and-so's had a fire and they lost everything. This is what they need, and suddenly they're overwhelmed with, I can do this and I can do that. And, you know, when I found out I was pregnant with triplets, they did an article about it in the newspaper. A lot of people donated baby stuff to us to help us out, and that was really, you know, kind. You know, people are almost always willing to step up and help when you need something.